Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. As our weather turns cooler this week and we begin preparing our perennial plantings for winter, we have some tips as you start to consider how to do some final winterization in the yard. If you have perennial flower beds in your yard, perennial plants can be cut back in the fall after the foliage has been destroyed by a hard frost. You'll want to remove and compost the plant debris. Most established perennials, those that have been in the ground for one or more years, do not require much winter protection. However, a few perennials, such as garden mums, can be damaged in winter and should be mulched in the fall to prevent injury. Any perennials planted within this growing year, late summer or early fall, should also be mulched. Good mulching materials include clean, weed-free straw, pine needles, or chopped corn stalks. A 6 to 8 inch layer should be adequate for most perennials. Mid to late November is a good time to mulch these perennial beds in Iowa to protect from the cold weather as the winter approaches. The reason mums should be protected a little more heavily, even if they've been in the ground for many years, is that they are shallow-rooted plants. Repeated freezing and thawing of the soil during the winter months can heave chrysanthemum plants out of the ground and cause severe damage or even death to the root system. Gardeners can increase the odds of their mums surviving the winter by applying a mulch in the fall. This helps eliminate the alternate freeze-thaw cycles. Again, that mulch should be applied in late fall, typically late November. You do not want to cut back your mum plants prior to mulching. Simply cover them with several inches of mulch. Evergreen branches also work well as a mulch for mum plants. Leaves are not a good mulch as they tend to mat down and don't provide adequate protection. Mulch on mums or other recently planted perennials should remain in place until early to mid-April, when things begin to reliably warm up and stay warm. Similarly, if you have fruit trees in your landscape, one of the threats they may face over the winter is rabbits. Especially if you have small fruit trees, in the winter rabbits will often gnaw on the bark of woody plants. Heavy browsing can result in the complete girdling of small trees, and this essentially destroys them as nutrients can't be transplanted up the tree in the spring. The best way to prevent rabbit damage to young trees is place cylinders of hardware cloth around the tree trunk. The hardware cloth cylinder should stand 1 to 2 inches out from the tree trunk and extend 10 to 12 inches above the expected snow depth, not 10 to 12 inches above ground level. The bottom 2 inches should be buried beneath the soil to keep the rabbits from getting underneath that cylinder. Fruit trees planted within the last 2 or 3 years should also be watered deeply before winter if weather in the fall has been dry. Similarly, if you have hybrid tea roses in your landscape, most hybrid tea, grandiflora, floribunda, or other modern roses do require protection during the winter months. Low temperatures and rapid temperature changes in winter can severely injure and sometimes kill unprotected roses. If you have old garden roses, they usually possess excellent cold hardiness and won't require winter protection. The best way to protect modern roses is hilling or mounding soil over the base of each plant. Begin by removing fallen leaves and other debris. Remove the diseased plant debris to help reduce disease problems next season. So if you had black spot on your rose leaves, get all those raked up from around the plant and don't use them to mulch the plant. Next, you want to loosely tie the canes together with twine to prevent them from being whipped around by strong winds. Then cover the bottom 10 to 12 inches of the rose canes with soil. Place additional material, such as straw or leaves, over this mound of soil. A small amount of soil placed over this mulch material should hold the materials in place through the winter. And if you're looking for more seasonal garden tips, a reminder that our 2021 garden calendar is now in stock here in the Extension office and online in the ISU store. This calendar comes out every year and features 12 months of colorful plants native to Iowa. The theme this year is Iowa natives, and the calendar features 12 months of native plants including bloodroot, bluebells, prairie smoke, burr oak, witch hazel, winterberry, and others. Full-page photos are featured each month along with the monthly tips that provide timely cultural information for fruits and vegetables, lawn care, tree and shrub guidance, and more. The calendar is produced by Cindy Haynes, Associate Professor and Extension Specialist in Horticulture at ISU, along with Richard Jaron, who is a retired Horticulture Specialist with ISU Extension. Jaron, who recently retired, said native plant species are often ideal because they're adapted to the climate and generally do well in the state. You don't have to plant all natives, but when you consider your options, native plants are best adapted and lower maintenance. Again, the calendar is available on the ISU Extension store for $7 or can be picked up here in the Cass County Extension office and is a valuable resource, whether it's inside your home, garden, shed, or office place. Whether it's fruits, flowers, vegetables, trees, or turf grass, this annual calendar provides tips on a variety of garden topics so you can quickly know what tasks should be completed next in your garden. I encourage you to check that out. Of course, for up-to-date information on what's going on in your yard and garden, as well as upcoming programs and resources available from ISU Extension, we encourage you to check the Cass County Extension website, follow ISU Extension and Cass County Extension on Facebook and other social media channels. You can give us a call, 712-243-1132, and if you need to stop in the office and pick up some material, you can do that at 805 West 10th Street on the fairgrounds in Atlantic. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.